Good morning, everyone. Morning, morning. We began our 2020 with a three-week series, With Christ, Like Christ, and For Christ. I call them the three dimensions of a spiritual life. Three dimensions of our spiritual life. These three dimensions work together, okay? They are not separate, but we divide just to facilitate our understanding. We saw that in our spiritual journey, we try to find a balance between what you are with what we do. And I use the words, if you are here, please, you have to. So I use the word being and doing, if you're not here last week. So this is a picture of our spiritual life. We try to fight, we struggle to try to find a balance between these two things, what we are and what we do. So for one side, we want to figure out who you are in this world, being. In the another side, we want to do things that matter, doing. So we saw that the only way to find balance between who you are and what you do is through Jesus Christ, is in Christ. People that are not in Christ, they never really find balance in their lives. Doesn't matter what they do, doesn't matter what you think about them, they never will find the real balance. Only when we are in Jesus, only through Jesus, only in Christ, our life will really make sense. So this is what I talked last week. Then we saw that our first priority was the most important thing in our life was to be with Christ. Because only in Christ we can really find the balance. So in Mark, we read Mark chapter 3, verse 14, that said, He appointed 12 that they might be with Him. So before send the 12 to make miracles, before to send 12 to heal people, to expel demons, Jesus brought them to be with Him. So it's very important. So our challenge for this new year, is the same, really. It's try to keep balance, to maintain our balance of our lives. And to do that, we need to be in Christ and maintain our relationship with Him day by day, our devotional, our time with Christ. And I did a phrase that says that the priority of the kingdom of God is not to have the job done, is to walk with our Creator, is walk with Christ. This is the priority of the kingdom of God. Okay? So today we talk about the second dimension. And the second dimension of our spiritual life is being like Jesus. In other words, the second dimension of our spiritual life is fulfill our call to be like Jesus. Wow, this is hard. And I invite you to look this dimension in three different ways, okay? I want you to look the past, I want you to look the present, and I invite you to look to the future. When I think about this, I try to, okay, so I look back and I discover one thing. First, we were made in His image already. This was in the beginning. Everything was perfect. When God created mankind, He made us in the image of God. We were already His image. Everything was fine. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And so God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He creates them. Everything was perfect. Everything was in order. That was the original plan of God, that we would be like God in many ways, in many ways. Our hearts were full of God's goodness and justice. This were God's plan, and that is the God's plan. There was a close relationship between man and God, but all changed after the man's fall. All changed. The relationship between man and God was broken, and the image of God reflect in man was corrupt. So Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 and 9 says, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?'" And I just came in my mind, I tried to think about this event. This shows that give us a clue that often God in some way talk with Adam and Eve. They have a very close relationship. Can you imagine that? God talk to you straight? I don't believe that here when say that Adam and Eve saw like God, heard the God walking. It was not God that came to the earth. And I don't think it's literal. But I think that the presence of God, the glory of God was coming. And they heard the sound, something. And the author here, Moses, write something that helped us to understand. And said it was, they heard God was here in verses. His wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of day. But the main point here is that I believe that often God just come to have time with Adam and Eve. They walk together. And because of the sin, this relationship was broke. And God gave Adam and Eve, they were alike. God's compassion, God's justice, God's character was a mark in Adam and Eve. But because of sin, everything was broken. And from this event, God has sought to restore this relationship. God also sought to restore his image in the man. This is why God sent Jesus Christ. The time will come when God will judge the world, but until then, through Jesus Christ, he will transform us into his likeness. We, as a Christians, we are in a process. In this process, to God take back what was lost. All you need to do is behold him and allow him to do the transforming. It's his job. It's his job. So look to the past. We saw that we were made his image. Everything was fine. But unfortunately, the fall came. And now we look for the presence today. The presence is the fact that we are being transformed day by day. Paul wrote that being transformed into the image of God, in the image of the Son of God, is a process and takes time. It is a constant struggle over resisting sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness for one degree, of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So you see here that this is an ongoing process through our lives. Next, please. Look, when I check the internet, you know, Google, you can see everything. You can find everything. I found this picture here. And I love the idea, this guy in front of the mirror. And when he looks the mirror, he sees Jesus, but not him. It's the same what the author wants to say here. This word here, beholding, the glory of Jesus. The Greek word, beholding, and I try to say here, okay, katoptrizomenoi. Wow, it's a big word. In the present tense, means to keep looking in a mirror. Do you know, every day we go, most the women like mirror, yeah? Men too, but go to the mirror every day and look to the mirror. And I don't see Marcus, but I see Jesus. He invites us to go every day and remember us that Jesus is inside us through His Holy Spirit. We are not living anymore for ourselves. We live for Jesus. This word in present tense, it means to keep a look in a mirror. It's keep a look at the glory of the Lord. And literally means be sure to see. Don't miss it. Keep doing. Keep coming. Keep looking. Behold the glory of the Lord. It's looking at oneself in a mirror and see Jesus. In our imaginary mirror, we look at ourselves and see Jesus, like He has taken our place. And I try to connect these three dimensions. In Christ, like Christ, for Christ. And I see how important is the Word of God. He has invited us to come and walk with Him. But when every day we walk with Him, we read the Bible, we know about Jesus, we contemplate His glory, and this glory is changing us every day. Of course, the idea here is not that you go to the mirror every day, you see, good morning, Jesus. It's not about that. But this is the idea that every day we have to remember that you have to come close to see the image. Did you try, like, see yourself in a mirror 200 meters of distance? What I'm trying to say here is if you want to see Jesus in you, you have to come close and close and close and close. Because much more close you are to Jesus, much more close you are from His word, much more close you are when you pray, you see Jesus more clear. And this will help to transform your life. So you cannot be afar from the Word of God. You cannot be afar in that relationship to talk to Him. Because if you are far, you cannot see well. And it's much difficult to transform our lives. So here's the secret. It isn't up to us to try to be more like Jesus. So this really do not depend on us, okay? It's not our effort. No, I do everything, okay? I can do it. It's not so much, it's not about you. It's about God. We just have to keep behold the Jesus in us. We just need to keep walk close. We just need to keep read the Bible. We just need to keep pray. We just need to keep have time with Jesus. If you do this, our life will be transformed by the Holy Spirit that is already in you. It's not that you fight to do this. It is up to the Spirit of Christ in us to transform us more into His likeness, little by little. Remember the verse. And we with unveiled face. I love this idea of unveiled face because I see in two things here. The first, I think what the author says is now we can see what before we could not see, okay? But what came in my mind too is that when we are invited to be in front of mirror in the presence of Jesus with unveiled face, that means you can come close to Jesus and show who you are. You don't need to hide anything because He knows you, He knows me. He knows my struggles. So He is inviting you to come to Him with unveiled face, show who you are with your sins, with your... when you are afraid, when you cry, with your all uncertainty, even when you struggle with faith, He has invited you, come, and take out and show me. Because only when you do this, you give the way to Jesus work in your soul, in your body, in your mind right now. So just take the veil out. Maybe you can say for today, take out your mask. So, it's up to the Spirit of Christ in us to transform us more into His likeness, little by little. So, we should not grow discouraged because it takes time. In fact, we never will be totally transformed in the earth right now until Jesus comes back again. Okay? So, don't think, I'm so discouraged because areas of my life... I know that is not good, but I still struggle. Not just keep coming. Keep coming in front of me, in front of Jesus, through the work of God, through the pray, continue to pray, and let Him work. Because one day when He appears, then we shall finally be like Him. So we look to the past. We look to the present. Now let's look for the future. We were made in His image. We are being transformed. And third, we shall be transformed. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, 29, "For those God foreknew, He also predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." Wow. God promised that I will be like Jesus. It's not about Marcus. It's on Him. He promised. Could not be tomorrow, the next year. But He promised. And Presbyterian as me, love the word predestinate. Okay? But here is not talk about election. We all in Christ were predestinate to be like Jesus. Like Jesus. God promised that we be like Jesus. It's not on us. It's on Him. Look for 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. We are not there yet. You are not there yet, okay? But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Again, we have God's promise that we will be one day. That, you know, that sin that you try to erase from your life, but still there. One day, everything will be done. And you will not have more struggle about that. It's God's promise. We'll be like Jesus in everything. This brings hope for us. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. This verse brought to me one question. So, what is our part in this process? It's a good question. What is our part then? I think we participate in this renew or transform of our minds into the mind of Christ by discerning what God's will is. First of all, we need to discern. This is our part. We have to discern what is God's will is. And how can we do this? We come back again. Walk with Christ to the Word of God. Only through the Word of God we can find out what God's will is. This is why it's important, it's a priority for us. Keep us close to the Word of God. Keep us, our fellowship with Jesus Christ. Because only with this, we will have a clear mind what God's will is. So what is our part of this? We participate in this renewing or transform of mind into the mind of Christ by discerning what God's will is and by doing what He sees as good and acceptable. So this is our part. We know what is the God's will, and we do everything we can in our strength to please Him. We try. This is our part. But someday, God will complete this because we were predestined to be like Christ. It's not about us. It's not about our effort to do everything, but because His promise, because He is God. So let's summarize some points here. First, God is transforming us today into His image. And someday, that transformation will be complete. Okay, so today, if you're born in Jesus Christ, you need to remember that God is transforming you day by day in Jesus Christ. Okay, second, that one day we will be like His Son, Jesus Christ. And then we finally see Him. We will finally see Him as He is. So our struggle against sin shows the work of the Holy Spirit in us. If you are struggling with sin right now, if you feel uncomfortable because you know, oh, I know that that area is not good. This is good. This is good. Do you know why? Because this is show that the Holy Spirit is working in your heart. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, but all this, what you have to do, You have to come close to the mirror, to the glory of God, to the glory of Jesus, to His Word. We need to know what is God's will. And this will help the process. But all will be done in the future. Because, not because me, but because the God Almighty promised that one day all followers of Jesus will be exactly like Him. So please, next. So this is our spiritual life. These three dimensions. What we are, what we do. But we can keep the balance only if you are in Christ. Last week, we talked about walk with Christ as the main priority. Without this, everything falls apart. Today, we saw that God promised us that one day we'll be like Him. It's a process. This was God's plan from the beginning. But because the fall, everything fall apart. And He is the whole history. He is bringing man back to Him again. But He promised that one day we all will be like Jesus Christ. Like Jesus Christ. And next week we talk about after I see everything, after I see how God loves us, everything, this compels me to live for Christ. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you very much for your word. We pray that you continue to help us to grow in your presence. We pray that continue to attract us to Jesus Christ and help us to walk close so we can see the glory of Jesus. And the glory of Jesus will transform us day by day until the day that we'll be totally and completely transformed for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.